welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you again in the wonderful name of Jesus, and I'm glad you're able to join me today. On today's broadcast, I'd like to conclude the teaching and sharing that I've been doing on the subject of prayer for the last several broadcasts, and because it's so important, it's such a foundation in our Christian life, there's not enough that can be said on the subject of prayer, and I really want to encourage you to just renew your prayer life, your seeking of the Lord, because the Word assures us repeatedly that if we do what the Word says, it is God's delight to answer prayer. And I don't think there's anything more enjoyable that fills our heart with thanksgiving and rejoicing than seeing answered prayer. So on these last several broadcasts, I've shared areas that can occur in our lives that prayer is not answered. And I'll just review quickly some of them. Sometimes it's sin. Sometimes it's doubt and unbelief, or an unforgiving spirit, or double-mindedness, praying amiss, false teaching, an unyielded life, a lack of agreement in prayer, spiritual warfare. Sometimes the enemy is just hindering, as he did Daniel, worldly entanglements, a lack of knowledge. And lastly, I'd like to share with you is that of divisions. 1 Corinthians addresses that, and in chapter 3, verse 3, Paul is writing, "For ye are yet carnal, for as there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" 1 Corinthians 11 and 18 says, "But first of all, when ye come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you." Galatians warns in 5:9, "A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump." Galatians 5 and 15 says, "But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another." And 1 Corinthians 1 and 10, the last scripture I'll share with you is, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and there be no divisions among you." So, beloved, prayer is your personal lifeline to the Lord. A prayerless life is a powerless life, and it's simply impossible to live in victory, to live in joy without prayer. The prayers of God's children are very precious. Did you ever think about how the Lord views our prayers, our coming to Him? In the book of Revelation, in the 8th chapter, we're told that the prayers of all the saints are as incense before God, a sweet-smelling savor in His nostrils. And as we look at the life of Jesus, we see that as our example, His life was given to much prayer. He prayed in the morning, Mark 1:35. He prayed in the evening, Mark 6:46. Sometimes He prayed all night, as in Luke 6:12. He prayed by Himself many times. He would go off by Himself in a mountain to pray, but He also prayed with His disciples near Him. And in the most severe testing, Jesus prayed to His Father. Before He was betrayed, He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. That's Luke, the 22nd chapter. So if Jesus, our elder brother, our example, felt the need to pray, how much more are we bound to do the same? Prayer is the key that unlocks the door to God's storehouse of plenty for all of His children. Now, prayer really is an attitude of the heart. Physically, there's many ways in which one can pray. You can bow in prayer, kneel in prayer, be on your face before the Lord. You can stand and pray. Whatever the position, that's not critical, but one prayer is made, what is important as we pray to our Heavenly Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, because Jesus said he would do the things we ask for so that his Father would receive the glory. John 14, 13 and 14 says, "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." When we ascertain from the Word of God those things that we know are His will, then we ask in faith, believing we shall receive. And as I've shared repeatedly, there are certain things that are undisputed. There are things without question that are our inheritance. We have healing of soul and of body and of emotions. We have the provision of all of our needs. Those are material. That's spiritual needs. He has given us everything that pertains to life. That's our natural world and our natural life. And godliness, the things that pertain to the Spirit of the Lord, the things that pertain to dwelling and living in the kingdom of God. So every area of our life, Jesus didn't do a halfway work. He did a complete job. He said, "It is finished." And it is so grievous that over the generations it has been taught that, you know, miracles ceased with the disciples and that somehow God is only concerned about our soul, our spirit, the spirit of man, that when we die we can go, you know, as if we accept Jesus, we can go and live in heaven. But he cares about the whole man, and it doesn't matter the circumstances. You can be live in one of the most impoverished nations of the world, and God's principles are true, not just here in America. Prosperity, if the principles of prosperity are true in the Word of God, then they will work anywhere, and they have been demonstrated. When even in, as I say, in very impoverished nations, when people start living according to the Word, there's miraculous increase. I remember once I saw a video, years ago, of the Inuit Eskimos, as there was revival breaking out in their village. Even the caribou were coming back. So you see, it's all related. If we obey the Word of the Lord, we will see the blessings of God. So the material things that we have need of are God's provision. They are God's will. But we have to have faith that we're going to receive the things that we ask for, our petitions presented to the Lord, and not just believe that God can do it. You see, many people unquestionably make the mistake of believing, well, certainly he's God, he can do it, but they don't really believe emphatically, personally, that they're going to get the answer to their prayers. Now, there are times when we are tested. There are times when Satan hinders the answers to our prayers. And as I've shared through these broadcasts, there are conditions to be met in order to receive answered prayer, such as I've shared with you. But Jesus Christ, our merciful High Priest, wants to answer from on high. That's the important thing I want you to understand. God wants to answer your prayer. He desires to meet your every need. And he's sitting at the right hand of his Father, interceding in behalf of every believer. That's you, brother, sister, that's me. And he will carry your petitions before Almighty God if you will dare step out in faith and ask him. Come boldly before the throne of grace to find that grace and that help you need in the time of need. So, beloved, I have shared and I've touched on some of the negative conditions that hinder prayers from being answered in order to allow the searchlight of God's Word to reveal the secret of answered prayer that will bring positive results. I've shared a lot of scripture, but the Word of God is a light unto our path, a lamp unto our feet. Jesus Christ loves you, brother and sister. He's concerned about those things you need. And it is written that God wants you to have your needs met, all of your needs. That's the spiritual, physical, and material needs that we have. And so my prayer is that the Lord Jesus Christ will increase your faith so that you can leap across every barrier to answered prayer and claim your full portion of his bountiful supply. That's his desire for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord promises us in Isaiah 58:11, the Lord shall guide thee continually. That's a wonderful promise. That's a wonderful knowledge to know that no matter where we are in life, whether we're young in the Lord, we may be young in years, or we may be in our golden years. We may be having served the Lord for many decades and you're advanced in age, but the Lord's eyes are upon his children. His ears are open to their cry. And take comfort in the fact that you have someone who loves you so much that he's right there. He's only a prayer away. I'd like to share a little poem entitled Take My Life, and it's written by Frances Ridley Havergal. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it thine, it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own, it shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasure store. Take myself, and I will be ever, only, all for thee. Praise God. Amen. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this time that we share. And Lord, right now I'm asking that you would touch every listener. Lord, those that need strength in their body, those that need encouragement, Holy Spirit of God, I ask you to minister right now and let them be encouraged. Let them be filled with hope and faith, knowing, Lord, that as they cry out to you, you have ordained the instrument of prayer as being the means whereby we can translate the treasures of heaven down to the reality of this earth plane, our natural lives. And we thank you for the privilege of prayer. Lord, draw us deeper and deeper into precious communion with you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Give us a revelation of prayer. Move in our lives. Stir us, Lord, with a fresh resolve. Refresh and strengthen even this day, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, my time has come to a close, and I invite you to write. The announcer will give you our mailing address. Thank you for your prayers and financial help. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass, and may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.